AM 910 WJCW, Carl and Alec with you on Tri-Cities Talk Radio. Time to check in now with Dennis Whittingham from Precision Tune Auto Care with his weekly radio program, Car Care Tips. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec.
Morning.
Yes, indeed. We're all here accounted for. The gang's back together again. Well, we're in the business of radio transmission. You said you wanted to talk about automotive transmissions today, right? What you got?
Yeah, it's something that we have a tendency to overlook, and that is the well-being of our transmissions in our car. It's kind of one of those out of sight, out of mind things. The transmission is the second most expensive component in your automobile, and it really deserves your attention to make sure that it's maintained properly. Particularly, I see a lot of folks towing things. Towing boats and camping trailers and work trailers and so forth. And this puts an added strain on your transmission. The service interval for a transmission is usually around 60,000 miles where you should exchange the fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a great piece of equipment that we can actually hook up to your transmission and flush out all of the old fluid and replace it with new. So every bit of the fluid in your transmission is replaced. You know, a lot of folks don't realize that the only thing that connects your engine to your drivetrain is the transmission fluid in the torque converter.
Mm-hmm.
There's no mechanical connection between the two. It's all done with transmission fluid. Transmission fluid gets extremely hot. It's even got its own little cooling system. There's a little mini radiator in the front of your vehicle, in front of the main cooling radiator,
mm-hmm.
that cools the transmission fluid to keep it getting too hot. And lots of times, if it's under a lot of constant strain, it will literally burn. Healthy transmission fluid is a bright pink color, and transmission, if it starts to burn or wear, will turn brownish. In fact, in some instances, it will turn almost totally brown, which is time that we need to change it, because you don't want an unhappy transmission. Like I said, it's the second most expensive component on your car.
What happens
if make sure it stays in good shape?
What happens if the transmission if the transmission fluid really goes bad? What could happen to the transmission?
Well, usually it stops working properly. It'll start slipping. And most of the time, usually your first sign of a transmission problem is if you put the vehicle in reverse and it doesn't go into gear, then you know you've got some serious transmission problems.
Okay, you just caught my attention there, because my wife bought a car a couple of years ago. It's a Mustang, and she has that all the time. Literally, she has to wait for 2 or 3 seconds for it to go, bloop, okay, now we can go.
Wow.
Might need to be making an appointment
here. I definitely
here.
Get the transmission checked out. It may be, you know, lots of times it'll happen if the fluid is really worn. But that's a warning sign, Alec. I definitely have it checked out.
Okay.
Sure.
Because that's, I'm sorry.
You know anybody good that does that kind of stuff?
But we actually don't get really involved in diagnosing transmissions. Now, we've been known to change some out on occasion, but as far as getting into the internal repair of them, we usually have to refer somebody to a good transmission shop.
So you're a flesh and grass.
Regrettably, you're getting few and far between.
But that will be the first thing that we do, is to check the transmission fluid, because, you know, I look at the car and go, I don't know.
There you go. Get somebody who does know. Yeah. Check it out.
That's definitely a warning sign. I definitely have it checked about, looked at, to see what's going on.
Yeah, with the
maybe something real simple.
Yeah.
Second
most expensive.
The transmission is like everything. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. We just got a few seconds here, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, I just want to say, you know, that it is something that demands our attention. So be sure, you know, regrettably, that some manufacturers have taken out the dipsticks on the transmission,
yes,
which is just, in my mind, dumb. Yeah, that too. But we do install dipsticks on transmissions so folks can check them. So it's not a bad idea if you've got one of these cars that didn't have a doesn't have a dipstick to let us install one for you. So
I'm going to ignore the obvious.
That's
there.
The story of transmissions. Keep an eye on it. You don't want to have to replace it.
Absolutely. A transmission flush, certainly worth the investment. So Dennis Whittingham, Precision Tune Auto Care, tell us about your store in Johnson City.
Well, we're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 8 to 4 on Saturday. You can come by any time. You don't need an appointment. Or if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us, give us a call. Our telephone number is 926-9500.
Dennis, we will talk to you next Tuesday.
Everybody be safe out there today.